Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. The world is urging Israel not to launch a counterattack against Iran after the Islamic Republic launched hundreds of drones and missiles over the weekend in retaliation for an attack by Israel 2 weeks ago on the Iranian consulate in Damascus, killing two top Iranian generals. International media have been reporting since Sunday that Iran had warned the United States in advance of the attack. The Iranian projectiles were mostly shot down by Israel, the United States, Britain, and Jordan, but several breached the defenses and struck a military base in the Negev Desert. Today, John Kirby responded to a reporter that the U.S. was not given advance warning by Iran.
All I'm telling you is it's nonsense. Think about this for a minute. Can you imagine a world in which Iran would pick up the phone and say, "Hey, we're about to try to schwack Israel with 300 cruise missiles and drones. We just wanted to let you know it's coming. And oh, by the way, here's what we're going to hit." I'm sorry. It just didn't happen.
And in national news, the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump got underway with jury selection on Monday. Trump is facing dozens of felony counts of fraud for allegedly making a $130,000 payment to a porn star in 2016 in return for her silence about a purported affair with the real estate mogul. Meanwhile, a veritable media circus pitched camp along the street fronting the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. The park across the street was set aside for protests, with separate areas for pro- and anti-Trump demonstrators. Joe Riley is a Trump supporter who hails from Greenwich Village. He said Trump is being treated wrong.
"We feel that it's an unfair election because they can't beat him at the ballot box. They have to get him this way. And that's what they do in third world countries. It's unfair. It's just unfair. Biden wins, I'm going to do it the same thing I did when Obama won. Cry and go back to work."
Meanwhile, anti-Trumper Nadine held a sign aloft accusing the former president of being a criminal. She says she's been following Trump for a while.
"I used to be resisting him in front of the White House when he was in office. In my delusions of grandeur, I'm his number one nemesis."
But Nadine adds she has no illusions about Trump.
"Even if he gets convicted, they're going to try to give him probation. So if he gets convicted and until they said 4 years and he's actually in a jail cell, only then I'll start dancing."
"Can you conceive of him winning?"
"Yes, he has a fifth, because remember Biden, with this issue that's going on in Palestine, Biden's support is eroding among young people and among minority groups."
No jurors were picked today. Jury selection continues tomorrow. On Friday, the friends and family of Kowalski Trawick were shocked to hear the two NYPD officers who entered his apartment 5 years ago on Sunday and fatally shot the 34-year-old man acted within the law, according to Police Commissioner Edward Caban, and that no crime was committed by the officers. Trawick's parents live in Georgia, couldn't make it to New York for Monday's news conference near City Hall because they heard about the decision on the news. Activist Keith Fuller read from their letter.
"Mayor Adams and the NYPD re-traumatized my family, forcing us to contend with their unacceptable decision Friday night and into the weekend. This was unimaginably painful. We said it on Friday, and we're saying it again. Mayor Adams should be ashamed of himself as a father and as a black man, not firing the police who murdered my son in 112 seconds in his home is disgraceful."
And the director of the Justice Committee is Loyota Colon. She says, and she has no confirmation, but wants to look into this issue, that either or both officers involved, Brendan Thompson and Herbert Davis, were given the opportunity to retire from the force with a good guy letter.
"Are they allowing Thompson Davis to resign with a good guy letter? Are they seriously letting this man who broke into a New Yorker's house without a warrant, killed him and then held the door closed while he bled out alone, to actually continue to carry a gun in this city?"
And Trawick had locked himself out of his apartment while cooking. He called the fire department, who broke open the door to let him in. They left and cops arrived later. Body cam video shows the officers breaking down the door, held closed with a chain. Trawick held a cookie knife some distance away from the cops, who shot him dead. The whole incident took 112 seconds. Council member Carmen De La Rosa said New Yorkers are not safe from the police.
Safety is not safety if all New Yorkers cannot enjoy it. And what this decision has shown us is that black and brown New Yorkers are not safe under the NYPD. What it's also shown us is that we absolutely need to ensure that they are no longer responding in instances of mental health.
Paul DiRienzo, New York.